You're listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 9, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any feedback or comments for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you have any, if you want more information about the show or where to find podcast information, that can be found on www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter, so feel free to hit me up on those and let me know that you're there. My Facebook is Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, and my Twitter is at Teen Girl Radio. So I told you guys that I went to K-Van for an interview and a tour of their studio. It went really well, and I was really excited to meet DJ Shakta. I asked her if she would like to interview on my show, and she agreed to do the show with me. So thank you. Let me back up a little bit and let me explain to you what K-Van is and what it stands for. K-Van is a radio station in Tucson on 91.7 FM radio that specializes in futuristic and progressive content. They stand for spirituality, individuality, and creativity. They give very unwell-known artists a chance to be heard. Please check them out at kvan.fm for a live streaming wherever you are. Her voice and choices of music bring to life what K-Van is all about. And she is here to bring that energy and vitality to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Welcome to the show, DJ Shakta, Madam Spin
Queen. Mama Spin Queen.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Nikki. And it's a real pleasure to be here on the show with you today. And
yes, I'm really excited to interview. So tell us a little bit more about K-Van and what it means for you to be a part of that K-Van family.
I sure will. Well, K-Van is Visionary Radio, and as you mentioned, that's 91.7 on the dial in Tucson, but it's kvan.fm anywhere in the world, and I really love that we can take it worldwide now, take radio worldwide with the internet and new technology, and so anyone in the whole world can listen to this radio station at kvan.fm. And we broadcast live here at the Sea of Glass, and we play the unique sound of Cosmopop by Talia's Fan and the Brighton Morning Star Band, and we also play music by Global Change musicians. And we also air programs on progressive and visionary topics like sustainable living, science and spirituality, earth changes, global news of import, and conversations with musical, social, and spiritual activists from all around the world. We feature teachings from leading spiritual visionaries like the founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, Gabriel Villarancha and Neon Emerson Chase, who offer advanced spiritual teachings and a new paradigm in spiritually minded living for our world. We do feel K-Van is different from other stations in that it has a divine purpose from the Creator to serve humankind and be a station of healing and hope. And Talia's Fan is the visionary and the founder of K-Van, Visionary Radio. And Talia's Fan's music is called Cosmopop, as I mentioned, and it's really spiritually hip music. It's very progressive. We like to use the term music of the future for minds of the future. It has a real cutting-edge sound, and it's unique. And so you won't hear this music or music like this anywhere else in the world, and that's why K-Van Visionary Radio is really set apart in a lot of ways, because we also incorporate a lot of lyrics that make people kind of go into contemplative places and think about things. And so it's spiritual music, it's activist-oriented music, it's music with a message. And so K-Van Visionary Radio does give voice to musicians who wouldn't otherwise make it into the corporate media stations because of the control of artists that they have. Media stations that are corporate are really geared towards kind of creating their artists to fit into a certain mold that is kind of pop and mainstream, and so that takes away their true artistry and their true what they actually want to say. And so many times they'll even find someone who has talent and they'll actually create them to be just like they want in this cookie cutter kind of way, and won't even allow them to write their own lyrics anymore. Someone will actually come in and write all their songs, all their lyrics. And as an artist myself, I think that that would be terrifying. Like, I would just feel like I'm losing my soul if that happened. So K-Van Visionary Radio really does give people the opportunity to flourish in their talents and to be able to say what they want to say. And there's a really great nonprofit network called the Musicians That Need to Be Heard Network. The title just speaks for itself, Musicians That Need to Be Heard. And so check out their website. It's musiciansnet.org.
That's really sounds exciting about K-Van. So you did mention that you are an artist, and for my audience who doesn't know, you are a musician. So I wanted to ask you, what made you decide to be a DJ as well as a musician?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I grew up being taught, you know, Talia's Fan is my father, so he's the founder of this radio station and a really wonderful musician. And so he raised me to really get into music at a very, very early age, and also any performing arts. And so I was in theater, and we did dance, and all just any kind of performing arts that you can think of, me and my siblings were in. And also emceeing, which is introducing, you know, bands and talking on stage. So I had this platform to be able to feel comfortable with the idea of being a DJ. And I'm in a band called Vanguard. It's a 7-piece band, and we write all of our own music. We write activist-oriented music, music with a message. And so we're really dedicated to writing music that brings people into a space of reflecting and wondering and questioning things in the world and choices in their life. We really are activists in our music and have spiritual lives that we live. Our website is vansguard.org. If anyone's interested, that's like Vanguard, but with an S after the van, so vansguard.org. And music has always been such a huge part of my life that talking about music and talking about why I love music and how I think music is such a powerful medium just felt very natural. So when Talia's Fan, you know, offered, you know, do you want to be a DJ on this radio station? It felt just absolutely like a wonderful opportunity.
So you talked about what made you decide to be a DJ, but how did you know you wanted to be? Was this something that you learned when you were, is this something you wanted to do when you were younger, or did this just happen and it just felt right to you?
Well, it's interesting because when I was younger and I've heard radio, and I thought about what it would be like to be a DJ, I definitely thought it would be a nerve-wracking job. Like, you know, a performer, you're like on stage and everyone can see you and you can kind of put yourself out there in a visual way. But the idea of being like in a room with a mic and everyone just hearing your voice, you really have to put a personality and a spirit behind what you do because no one can see you. And so that aspect of it, I used to think, man, that must be, that's a different type of performing, really. It takes a different type of something. And so I was always aware of that in the back of my mind. And so when the opportunity came to be a DJ, of course, that was all in my mind, is that this is going to be a learning curve and a new thing for me. But I'm not one to put down challenges, and I took it on, and I've been really enjoying it ever since.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to get better at your job when you first started?
Remain open to feedback. You know, I think that that's the key to anyone becoming better at a skill or any type of craft, is to be remaining always open to any sort of feedback to help hone that skill. And so here at K-Van, we have a lot of great minds and a lot of talent and a lot of people who are very good at what they do, including the founder, Talia's Fan, who is very, very wonderful at giving direction and feedback and managing. He manages bands. He manages bands on the Global Change Music record label. And so I've been able to receive a lot of great feedback, and that's, I think, the way that anyone can become better at what they do and want to do.
So I know I'm asking you a similar question, but I want to get more in depth about your job. So how did you get the skills to be a DJ?
Well, you know, I think that emceeing was probably the kind of the forefront of the skill that it would take to be a DJ, because when you're singing, you're using, and I am a singer, so when you're singing, you're using a whole different part of your talent. But when you're talking, you really have to really do it different. And I actually was raised in a really wonderful school. It was a homeschool cooperative, and I had a teacher that taught me how to basically do oral presentations, and she taught us the lost art of that. And I think that was actually one of the most amazing foundations for me, was having that. I think that's a lost art for people, to actually be able to present anything with voice, and to make it sound interesting, and to keep people entertained through just your voice alone and not a melody or anything like that. So
When you're recording on KVAN, you choose the songs you play. So what do the songs mean to you?
Well, they mean a lot. I think that if I was a DJ on some pop radio station, it would be very difficult at times to talk about the music, because it's just so rote and trite. And I think that one reason I love doing this here at KVAN Visionary Radio and talking about the music is because the lyrics are so spiritually deep. And Cosmopop music in particular, Italia's fans music, it just goes to the very, very root of our existence and our souls. And the lyrics talk about things, very, very human things that we go through, from betrayal, loss, sadness, grief, to very cosmic spiritual things, like having a relationship with a loving personality, God, Father, Mother, God, a creator, whatever you want to call the creator. The creator has many different names, and there's truth in all religions, but what binds those religions and what binds us as humans is the creator and the creator's love for us and our love for the creator. And the music here inspires and instigates a personal relationship with a loving creator. And so through the lyrics, I've lived, you know, life on this planet for a few 29 years, and so I have a lot more life to live. But the life I've lived so far has been full of a lot of experiences, and so I can relate to the music on many levels. But I know for me, my spiritual walk is foremost to everything that I do. And so in the lyrics that are heard on KVAN, particularly through Talia's fans' Cosmopop music, it instigates in us this yearning for the eternal, for the creator, for something far beyond human mundane existence. And that to me is a lot to talk about. So as a DJ, I never ever tire of talking about the songs here, and it does get me in a very reflective place, and it's very, very soul enriching music. I like to say it's like soul medicine.
You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 9, aired on Global Community Radio. The voice you just heard a few moments ago was the voice of my guest, DJ Shakta, here at KVAN. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any feedback or comments for the show, or any questions you may have for her, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you want more information about the show, or if you missed this particular show and you wanted to find out more about podcast information, that can be found on www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter for you to come by and feel free to express however, whatever you feel like expressing to me. And my Facebook is Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, and my Twitter is @TeenGirlRadio. So I'm here with DJ Shakta at the KVAN studio, and I was talking to her about why she chose to be a DJ, and she was talking to me about her love of music, and that she chose the music that really means a lot to her, because it talks about the relationship between you and your higher power, or creator, as she likes to call it. I also talked to her about what it was like to be a part of the K-Van family and exactly about what it's about. So I'm back here again with her to ask her a few other questions. So I wanted to ask you, when you started DJing, who were your main influences?
Well, to be honest, I never really listened to a lot of, like, I never really followed a DJ, you know, like, it has an influence. My music and love for music has been more musical influences. And so, you know, of course, as I was mentioning earlier, Talia's fan is my father, and he has the Bright Morning Star Band, and so I grew up with music. And so I think that he is actually my main influence because he taught me everything I know about music. And why I love music is really because of his hand in my life since a very, very young age. So that would definitely be my main influence as a DJ.
What do you enjoy the most about coming into the studio?
Well, the atmosphere here is very sacred and peaceful. And I think that that's what I enjoy the most, is it's not chaotic or, you know, it's just a very peaceful atmosphere. And of course, the people here. I love the K-Van family here and really enjoy my time in the studio.
I do agree that the atmosphere is very, very peaceful here. I feel like very comfortable being able to interview you and talk about things. So I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite color?
Well, my favorite color is white because it is the color of purity. And it is the color that I go to in my mind whenever I am consumed by darkness or consumed by painful things and painful thoughts. So white would be my favorite color.
And what is your favorite genre of music to listen to?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't have a favorite genre because I believe I've been influenced and love so many different genres. Of course, the music that we play on K-Van, Visionary Radio, is my all-time favorite. I grew up listening to music from the 60s and 70s and even earlier. And so I think as a musician, my kind of experience learning about music has been very, very, very wide. And really, I love true artistry. I love when I can feel like the heart and soul in the music behind the voice and the raw talent of something and someone. And I don't like cookie cutter music or music that has been overly produced or pro-tooled too much. To me, that doesn't have any soul in it. So I really love soul music. And I grew up listening to Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, and so Nina Simone, you know, and so all the greats, you know, sit with me very well. And of course, as I mentioned, my father as a musician, and he is absolutely a musical genius. His lyrics, the way he writes his melodies, every song I feel is a masterpiece. And so I think that if I could be anything in my music, I really want to take after his footsteps.
And who do you have a lot of respect for here in the K-Van studio?
Well, of course, the radio station's founder, who's Talia's fan, but also our program director. His name is Don Mann. And then every DJ who DJs here, I feel a great love for and respect for because they do put their heart and soul into everything they do.
What are your goals for the future, like 5 years in advance?
To keep on serving humanity and to live selflessly and to live with in God's perfect will as much as I can, and to always be seeking that. And I know that if I have that mindset, great things will unfold.
Yeah. Who's a big inspiration to you?
Well, a big inspiration for me is my mother, Neon Emerson Chase. She has been a teacher for many decades, and she's a true soul of grace, and actually is one of the most beautiful spirits I have ever had the blessing to know. And she writes curriculum now for a spiritual university that is affiliated with K-Van, and it's called the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. The website is uaspr.org. Again, that's uaspr.org. And my parents founded the university together, but my mother is just a beacon of light. She has such a grace about her that I always said when I grow up, and still when I grow up, I want to be like her.
What challenges do you face as a DJ?
To remain centered in my inner being at all times as much as possible. When you're DJing, you kind of have to put everything at the door. And this is true with any performing arts. You know, they say the show must go on. But when you're DJing, you're a little bit more, I would like to say, naked, because you're not, it's just your voice. So you can really hear where you're at, and someone can hear where you're at. And so I have to put everything at the door and just show up fresh for that hour, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually do to prepare for a live set?
I look at the songs beforehand, and I think about the meanings of each one. And so that's kind of my preparation, is to think about the lyrics. And then I also, we do like to talk about world events that are happening, and all around the world we like people to be aware of what's happening, because we do believe that we're living in significant times, and that there's a lot of signs out there for people to realize that this world is in a birthing process and a new world is to come, but in that process to be aware of what's happening in the world. So we do also do a little bit of research beforehand to know what's happening in the world and give a little recap.
So what's your opinion on the importance of spirituality and tradition?
Well, I believe that spirituality and tradition are two different things in a way, and each have their place. Some traditions are truly indeed spiritual, and other traditions are in place due to just ages of superstition. And so to me, spirituality and the essence of spirituality is being a good person, being a kind person, a loving person, widening our circles and letting all walks of life into our field of you know, love, and to have to live in the virtues of God, and to want to have that relationship with God as a personality, as I mentioned earlier. To me, that's what true spirituality is, and it's not any ism, it's not any confined to any religion. It is so truly that we are all, as Talia Spann says, one planetary family. And so one God, one planetary family, we're all in this together. There's no need for borders and separation. And so I feel like every single person on this planet is a brother and sister, and we are all children of the Creator. And when we have that mindset, then there's no need to separate ourselves from another being. So to me, that's kind of the essence of spirituality. And tradition has its importance in a lot of ways that cultures develop and grow, and how we raise our children. And so tradition absolutely has its place. But within that, we must evolve and not get stuck in evolutionary religions, but evolve all the time, wanting to raise our children with like a cosmic perspective on the world and in the universe. And so it's kind of a huge question with a huge answer, but if I had it in a nutshell, I would say that to me, spirituality's role in the world is essentially being a virtue driven person.
There you have her opinions on spirituality and tradition. You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 9. Aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. I'm here with my guest, DJ Mama Spin Queen.
That's right.
If you have any comments or feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. I also have my website you can check out for more information about the show and podcast information at www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. Also, feel free to check out my Facebook and my Twitter. My Facebook is Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. My Twitter is at Teen Girl Radio. So, I introduced the open forum question not too long ago in my show. It was to have my audience get to know my audience a little bit more. So, When I present an open forum question, I would like some of my audience to tweet me or write me an email to the answer to the question that I'm going to provide to you. And of course, my Twitter is at Teen Girl Radio. So the question for this week is, if you could forever be stuck in 1 year's music scene, which year would it be?
Well, you know, I actually don't believe in being stuck in anything for too long, but because eternity is full of new adventures. So I think for the answer to that question, it would definitely be that I would not mind being stuck in the music scene here at K-Van Visionary Radio, because we play forever music. So you could never actually really be stuck in this music. And so it's timeless, and I think that would be my answer. And yeah.
I'm a huge fan of jazz, and a lot of my audience doesn't know that until now. So if I could be stuck in a music scene, it would be the jazz scene, because I love Frank Sinatra, I love Nat King Cole,
you got it,
Robbie Coltrane, and that's a place that I would be stuck, because, well, not stuck, because jazz, even though it's an older sounding music, it still can relate today.
That's right. And any great music, that's the absolute case, is it just lasts. Yeah.
So we have time for a couple more questions. So I wanted to ask DJ Shakta a couple more. So for what in life are you most grateful for?
Great question. First of all, completely grateful that I have lived a life where I can be very grateful for my life and what I've learned and how I've lived and the beauty that's surrounded me and the souls that have surrounded me. I've lived a very blessed life so far, and I know it will continue. First of all, and I talked about this quite a bit in our interview, because I don't think that everybody has parents that they can, you know, say this about, but I do, and I've been blessed by that. So number one, I'm grateful for my parents being overwhelmingly just supportive of me becoming everything I need to be in my destiny. And they're spiritual teachers, and so I've always had a spiritual leaning. And I've always been able to ask the big questions and get solid answers that I feel have been able to shape me as a personality, shape my destiny, where I'm going in life. And so I think that also just living by, seeing them live by example. You know, they walk what they talk. They've lived lives of virtue and of selfless service and of kindness and turning the other cheek and humility and all those things that we talk about, but so hard to live. And they've lived those lives. And so I'm grateful. I am very grateful that I have them, Talia Svan and Neon Emerson Chase. Talia Svan's spiritual author name is Gabriel of Urantia. And so sometimes people know him by Gabriel of Urantia. Talia Svan is the name that he uses for his music, Talia Svan and the Bright Morning Star Band. So I just like to make that delineation for people. But I just feel so deeply in gratitude for that. And also now having my own child and another one on the way have been instilled with a lot of parental guidance to raise my own children in that pattern, you know. So I feel very blessed. That's what I'm grateful for.
That's beautiful. So what do you value most in any relationship?
Well, definitely open, honest communication, I think, is really important for all relationships. And if there isn't open, honest communication and things aren't said that need to be said, and it can get so quickly dysfunctional. And so I feel for me and my relationships that the more open and honest I am with my communication, and the more that I'm willing and also humble and willing to receive open, honest communication, it does create more symbiotic relationships that flow and are not stuck and staying in one place, you know, and or being really, really damaging, because a lot of relationships can also be extremely damaging from things not said and things said in an ugly way and all that. So to me, I think that is definitely the most important in relationships, is to be kind and loving, but also willing to share with somebody if they're doing something wrong or need to redirect how they're living their life or anything like that. We need to be able to do that with each other.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And in this world where you think nobody cares, I do. Be you. Thank you for listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, and have a good night.
Thank you so much, Nikki, and I look forward to talking with you again. Thanks for having me.